Fred McMurray, born August 30, 1908, in Kankakee, Illinois, and died November 5, 1991, in Santa Monica, California. Frederick Martin McMurray grew up in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Nicknamed Bud, he was very athletic in high school and received 12 varsity letters in 3 years. He attended Carroll College on full scholarship. However, he left after one semester and moved to Chicago, hoping to play music professionally. He did manage to record one song with the Gus Arnheim Orchestra, namely, "All I Want Is Just One Girl." After playing with the orchestra for a year, McMurray turned to Broadway. He performed in several plays between 1930 and 1934 before being signed by Paramount. During the years of his early film work, McMurray worked with the likes of Humphrey Bogart, Marlena Dietrich, Katharine Hepburn, and Claudette Colbert. He tended to be placed in roles where he played good, decent men. By 1943, McMurray was one of Hollywood's highest paid actors. His salary was $420,000. In 1944, McMurray played one of his most famous film roles. He played Walter Neff in Double Indemnity, also starring Barbara Stanwyck. Doing well in the not-so-nice role, he also starred in The Caine Mutiny in 1954 and The Apartment in 1960. From 1952 to 1953, he starred in the radio program Bright Star. He played George Harvey, who was the star reporter for the newspaper Hillsdale Morning Star. Fred McMurray's most famous role was in My Three Sons as Steve Douglas, a role he played from 1960 until 1972. He passed away at age 83 from leukemia. For the old-time radio researchers, I'm Fred Bertelsen, your announcer.